This is the continuation of an oral history interview with Sylvia Ronsky-Straka, conducted on March 20th, 1995, by Lisa Hutchinson for the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee Graduate Public History Class project, The Forgotten Champs, the Milwaukee Chicks of 1944.
So, do you know why you were released?
To be honest, no. Nothing was ever said directly, just that I was being released. And I had my fare to go home, so that's what I did. Other than that, I never did go back and ask. I went back once to visit with the kids, and Tommy and Joe, that is, more so than anybody else. And then wished them luck and stuff, and then I went home. Other than that, I didn't bother no more.
Did they ever consider trading you to another team?
If they did, I don't know about it.
Was there a good reason to trade you to another team?
Well, there was a team that could have used a pitcher, and why I wasn't sent there, I don't know.
How many pitchers did you have?
We had five, and South Bend at that time was down to one pitcher. I don't know how many they had to begin with, but I guess they were injured or sick or something. And they had only one gal, and why they didn't send me down there, I don't know. I never asked. I just took my fare and I went home. And that was that. I have never wanted to dither around. So maybe they didn't want me pitching against them, you know?
You too good.
I might have beat them buttons. Just because.
So right after you left the league, did you start up again in West Allis?
More or less. Let's see, yeah, it was the middle of the year. You know, more than likely, I can't say I remember exactly, but more than likely, yes.
And when did you marry your husband?
May 10th, 47. Yeah. We held off for a little while. Not much. May 10th, 47, we got married.
So where did you work right after you left the league, when you came back home?
That's a good one. I think Guider Peshkin Fry. I think I went back there. And then for a while I worked at the Trossel Tannery until I got pregnant. No way. Wait, I just can't remember how it went. And then for a while I didn't work. Then after Korea, I went back to work again. My husband was in service, and I went to work. Did we cover that already?
But you did work right after?
Yeah, oh yeah. I went to Cutler Hammer. I'm trying to remember how this worked out, because I didn't work all the time when I had the kids. And yet I did a lot of work in my lifetime. Of course, I lost my husband right away after the third one was born. In the last 21 years of working, I worked at Briggs. I just retired now back in 1990 I retired. But I had 21 years in there, and then I had about 11, that's when I worked Cutler Hammer, 11 years before that. After my husband passed away, I didn't go to work either until the youngest one. I worked part-time jobs so I could take the youngest one with me. And then when she went to school full-time, then I first went and got a job at Cutler Hammer. I worked, what was it, 6-7 years there, and then I got into Briggs, and I worked the last 21 years there. And then I retired.
You lived in Milwaukee this whole time? Or in the Milwaukee area?
No, Milwaukee area. Germantown for about 20 years. That's after my husband passed away. Yeah, he died in 54. And I moved, we were living in Brown Deer then at the time. And we moved, after he passed away, I had to move anyway because where we were living, that was the Brown Deer Airport, and Riding Academy was there, and that whole tract of land was sold. So everybody had to vacate, And I thought I'd make out better moving back to Milwaukee with the three kids, and I had a sister living with me at the time. So we moved back to Milwaukee, and after being alone out in the country like we were, I couldn't stand city life anymore. And I had made the mistake of buying a flat to begin with. So the noise between living in a home, I lived upstairs with the kids and that, people downstairs and people on either side of me, I almost went bananas. We only stayed there 2 years, and we moved out to Germantown. I think it was 56, and we lived out there about 20 years. Even more than that. No, about 20 years in Germantown. And I moved back to Milwaukee. By this time, it was just my one sister and I. We looked around Milwaukee and wanted to find a place where we both have it easy to get to work. And this one Sunday, we're in riding around. We find this house that I'm in now. And I like the house, and without thinking about who has where to go to work, we bought this one. And then after a month or so, I asked her how far she had to go to work, and she says about 5 miles, and it turned out I had 5 miles. We'd have never done it working on a map, I'm sure. It was just an accident. So I've been here now, about 15, 16 years, something like that. One time we said we'd move out of into the country again, but then somebody made me think, fine, as long as you both can drive. But once you get out of Milwaukee, there aren't buses or things like that. And if you can't drive, you don't go nowhere. You don't even go shopping. So, and when I talk about living out in the country, I'm talking about out in the country where you're on your own, not in condominiums or anything. I tried that once. When I sold the house in Germantown, we moved to the condominium. It was a plush thing. We were right on their lake there and all that. But it's like moving into an anthill. To me, to most people, if you're used to living in an apartment and stuff, that's all right. But when you're used to living in a home all by yourself with nothing around you, and you move into an apartment, even a flat, condominium, it's too many people. You just can't handle it. At least I couldn't.
So when you were out in the country and married, and after you had some of your children, not all, did you play baseball still, even when you were out there?
Not once I hung up the gloves, no. I never played organized baseball again.
After the 2 to 3 months pregnant incident?
Yeah, that was
sliding
the end of it.
Seconds?
That was the end of it. I mean, we played around catch and stuff like that, you know, but never on a team again. That was the end of it.
Did your kids play baseball?
My son did. He went Little League and all that kind of stuff. But my two daughters, no. And my son played some, but not too much. He was more for track and things like that. He played the baseball and he played the football mainly. But then right after high school, he went to Carroll for 2 years. And then he joined the Navy. And then they let him, after boot camp and all that, they sent him back here to Milwaukee to finish his college. And he was at home. He was still in the Navy, but he finished off his degree at Marquette. And then he went out to another school out on the East Coast. That's a long time back.
How do your kids feel about the fact that you played professional baseball for a year and a half?
Well, they didn't make too much of it until this article came out in the paper, and now they're bragging about it to everybody.
Really?
My grandsons were more surprised than anything else. Oh, they're all proud of that. They're waiting for them. They're supposedly putting out cards, and they're waiting for me to get my card so they can have it.
Ziggy Ziegler sent a couple to our class via the person who's interviewing her.
Uh-huh.
And so we've seen some of the ones that came out.
Well, I had sent for some. And they were weren't the type of card I was hoping for. And they were mainly the girls that played after I was in. I didn't know any of them. I think I gave those to my grandsons. That was the beginning. Mine, they didn't have made up yet. They're supposed to make them up. for everybody. When this is going to happen, I'm not sure.
So, but most of the cards at the time were made for the years after?
I would say at least the group that I got. I didn't send for any more. I figured to begin with, they're supposed to send us our own cards, you know. I could be wrong.
Did you keep up with the league after you left?
No, I had no idea they continued that long. I was very surprised to find out they actually ended up playing hardball, not softball.
The way they changed the rules, longer baselines, smaller?
Well, the longer baselines were in already. That was the right of way. But it was still underhand pitching. But towards the end there, I believe they were pitching overhand, and then they hit the ball much smaller. They had a regular hardball. See, when we played, it was smaller than your regulation softball. And I guess they just kept making it smaller every year, and then towards the end, they actually had down to the hardball size.
Would you have rather played more baseball, overhand pitching, or did you like the softball?
Well, I don't know. I never did that, so I can't honestly say. I suppose I'd have liked it. But that hardball's coming at you pretty fast. Softball can come at you fast enough to put you out of kilter too.
So did you keep in touch with any teammates like Joe or Tommy?
No.
You said
I think
you
we sent
them
cards
once
or twice or something, you know. But once you've got kids and you get into this and that, you lose track of that, you know.
Did they move away after they left?
Well, nobody was here.
Well, at least Grand Rapids. I mean, that's not that far. But did they move back home, do you know?
I don't know where any of them went. I didn't keep track, you know. And they have nothing more to do with them, so just let it all go. Part of the past.
Did you happen to attend any league reunions?
Can't afford them. You raise three kids by yourself, you don't put money away to go traveling around like that.
You've heard about the exhibit in the baseball
That I did see.
Oh, you did see that.
And my son was living in New York for a while. And one time on a visit there, then we took a ride, him and his wife and myself, my sister, I forget who. Anyway, we took a ride down there and we did get to see the exhibit and I saw my name there.
What does the exhibit look like?
Oh man.
How large is it, I could say?
Large, that's a good one. It's a great big, like in your museums, how they have a whole section like, where they had uniforms and pictures all over the place. Women, even before our time, that maybe played ball some God knows place. And then they had the lists of all the names of the girls that played. What else was in there?
They had uniforms?
Yeah, they had different parts of the uniform. They had one complete uniform in the middle. And then bats and balls. I guess they had all the balls in there to show how they downgraded them.
Did you ever donate your uniform, or did you keep your uniform?
You weren't allowed to keep them.
Uh-huh.
No. That's why some of them that did get to keep them, I don't know how they did it. They weren't allowed to keep them, at least. When I left, I wasn't allowed to keep anything. You didn't pay for them, you know. They were given to you. That was considered the property of the league. I don't know.
Did you enjoy the exhibit?
Well, yeah, it was fun to see it. And right across from us, at that time, I don't know what they got set up now, but at the time we were there, right across from us was a big write-up on Hank Aaron. He had the whole space himself, naturally. But like I said, our whole thing was in one display case, and Hank Aaron was across the aisle from us. They were big shot ball players. They each got their own big paneling like that. And then they show his rings and, you know, everything they have won. But we had all in one, all of us, you know, mainly names. They had some pictures up.
Any pictures of you?
No. I wasn't a big enough star, you know. I was just a part of it. Just my name being up there is what I figured was good enough.
How did you feel about your name being in the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Great. It's in the Smithsonian, too.
Oh.
Where else have they got it? Any place where they got Hall of Fames up for ball, I guess,
it's
in Fort Worth?
It's in a lot of the historical societies.
Yeah. So I said maybe I didn't do much, but at least get my name in there. I wasn't the biggest part of it, but I was a part of it,
even though small.
I'm
sure your grandchildren want to get there to see that.
They feel proud of that. And my granddaughters, even. That's a laugh. My own kids didn't make as much of it as they are, you know? It's cute.
Well, A League of Their Own came out a few years ago, the movie. What did you think about that movie?
Well, the movie, per se, aside from the first, 5 minutes or so, where they show him coming in to their locker room and doing his thing, and that's never happened. The rest of the movie was more or less, at least as far as the first year was concerned, was pretty true. More or less, give or take, you know, but the immediate, when it started, I almost got up and walked out because I think, what are they doing here? They never
manager
had any, yeah, that was dumb. They did have a manager that did fluff the job, basically, and the gal did run the team. I found that out myself.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. But he never walked into their locker room and did what he did, you know.
So he wasn't really a manager. One of the other players took over and managed the team,
managed
more or less.
Managed the team, yeah. But basically, it was pretty true, see. But like I said, when it first started out, I thought, what did they do? Oh, come on. Nothing like that ever happened. But it's movies. It's got to be dirty to get people to come in. It's ridiculous, but that's the way it is.
Did this spark any interest in you about your time playing for the league?
Well, it was a surprise because, like I said, I did not follow the league, and I didn't realize that they did go as long as they did, or that they even had an organization formed up until about 2, maybe now it's 3 years, that I found out about it. And then the fact that they were going to make a movie, I didn't think that would ever be. I could have gone down there and been an extra in that, but I couldn't afford the money to get down there. You could have been a part of it, but...
Where was it filmed?
In Fort Worth.
Fort Wayne?
Yeah, I'm Fort Worth, Fort Wayne. I'm all right, nothing wrong with me. Fort Wayne, Indiana. But it cost money to go there and stay there in a hotel and stuff like that. I mean, I didn't have that kind of money.
So they tried to contact you?
Oh, anybody could have come. As long as you were a part of it, you could have come and acted as a, you know, in the stands or what have you. Been an extra, more or less. Certainly not play, not no more. Oh, no way. That ground's gotten awful low.
What kind of memories do you have playing for the Chicks or playing for the league at all? Overall, good memories?
Overall, they were good. I mean, I had a good time. I'd have enjoyed it better, a different type of uniform, you know, and that kind of stuff, and played more. But it was professional. They're trying to run it the same way they do a men's league. I don't know if you get more tired pitching overhand or not, that they got to rest 2 or 3 days or whatever. We were used to playing every day, and I never got a sore arm. But who's to say? I don't know. It's professional, and that's why they did it. I love to play more, that part. But other than that, being with the team and traveling with them and meeting other people was nice. It was nice.
How did you feel when it ended and you went back home?
Well, I was kind of teed off at them, naturally. For no, you know, not given any reason or being given a chance to go on a different team or anything. But I feel, well, that's that. Hey, you keep going forward. That was that. You don't sit down and brood about it. Don't pay anyway. So I just went back home. And like I said, I should have gone down to Chicago, but then that turned out too wrong too, so I say no.
Well, do you regret not going to Chicago?
Well, not in a way, no. I regret not having gone down there to play. but I don't regret what I did. I got married and had kids instead. If I'd have gone down there, maybe I'd have never gotten married. I don't know. Maybe I'd have been bitter. No, I wouldn't give up my three kids for nothing. Life didn't treat me too good. I only had them for 7 years, my husband. But I got three beautiful kids out of it, so what can I say? I think I made a good deal, myself, mm-hmm. the way I look at it.
Do you think playing for the Chicks changed your outlook or changed your life in any way?
I don't think so. To me, I was still just playing baseball, a game I love to do. I wish I could today, yet. That's how much I liked it. But I like to do it myself. I don't enjoy sitting and watching somebody else doing it. I don't follow... Who we got now to bring? No, we don't have Braves. Who we got?
Brewers.
Brewers.
Brewers again.
Well, I'm fed up with them anyway. You couldn't afford to go watch them if I wanted to. So I think it's all gone haywire myself.
How would you feel if they reinstated the girls' baseball league during the strike?
Well, I don't know about the strike, but they're trying to resurrect the whole league anyway because it's more open to women athletes now. And I know they are trying to get the league started up again with new players. And where they'd play or that, I have no idea.
What do you think will remain the same as they'll in the 40s?
Oh, they'll probably play the baseball rather than the softball, I think. More than likely, but I really don't know, though. But there was talk of reviving, I forget who the big shot men are that are involved with it. And want to get the league running again. I suppose they'd play the regular baseball nowadays.
Do you think they'll go for the image again?
I don't know if they got any brains. They leave the uniforms in the back ages.
You think they've learned their lesson?
I don't know. I don't know. You can be a lady and be in rags. You can put on the most beautiful dress on a person that don't make her a lady. Not in my book. The person has to be the lady to be a lady. Or a gentleman. Whatever you want to put it. Clothes don't make it. It may camouflage you, but it don't make it.
So. Would you go see the games?
Oh, yeah. I more than likely would, depending where they're playing. If it ain't too far to go or something, you know. Sure, I'd go watch them. I like to watch good sandlot game. I won't go for professional hardball, you know, baseball. It costs too much money. It's more fun to watch sandlot ball. It's just better, I don't know. Professionalism. Today they're playing for the bucks. They're not playing because they like the game. I want to go watch a game where they're enjoying playing it. Not because they're going to get $50 or $100. For every pitch they make or something. I want to just go watch somebody have fun playing the game. That's when it's fun to watch.
Do you go to any games?
No.
Sandlot games?
I didn't know where any were going on. I watched last summer. They had girls written up playing, and it's supposed to be the, The way they had it written up, it was really going to be something to see. So we did find the park. And they were playing softball, but I mean really softball. They just lobbed the ball up to the batter, and well, anybody, if you can swing a bat, should be able to hit that ball because of the speed it's coming in there, you know. I didn't enjoy that too much.
You'd rather see faster pitch?
Oh, yeah, a fast pitch. That's just lobbing. Anybody can throw it up there, you know, and lob it, and everybody clobbers it, and they're running around. No, I like to see a good game. Fast pitch, I guess. Slow pitch didn't appeal to me at all. We went once only, and that was the end of that. It wasn't what I expected. So, other than that, no, I haven't been to any. I'd rather go watch my sons, grandsons play. They're in track now, but they always go for cross country, and I can't watch that. Because you go there where they start off, and then God knows where they're all running, and you wait till they come back. So I don't see too much of that either. But when they get in for the track part, then I go watch track. I like
they
to watch track.
They don't play baseball? Even though they're proud of you?
No, not one of them.
Are you trying to convince
me? I'm going to shoot him. No. Yeah, you can't tell somebody to do what they don't want to do. If they don't feel it, they don't pay. Matter of fact, my one grandson, at least he's collecting the baseball cards. That's the biggest interest I've seen in it, but the actual play the game themselves, no. Mm-mm.
So do you feel that your role with the Milwaukee Chicks is significant?
I don't think so. Not really.
Why is that?
Why should it be?
It's popular right now.
Right now, because they're finally getting... They're getting more recognition now than when we were actually playing. It's a riot. I played ball because I enjoyed it. It happened to be the Milwaukee Chicks, and now they're being drummed up and all over the place. But if it helps them get another team league going, I'm glad I was part of it. But other than that, didn't do much for my life other than that. You know, from there on in, it was still just me. Go to work and what have you. That didn't help me any as far as living.
Helped you travel?
At the time, yes. It gave me a taste for travel. That's bad. Gave me a taste for traveling.
So do you think you have an important viewpoint on the AAGPBL?
Like what?
Well, the fact that you don't feel that it was an earth-shattering experience.
Well, at the time, I sure didn't. I mean, you're a kid. 18, 19. Well, nowadays they're older at that age. Because you don't even find kids anymore. They're kids. They have to be only 5 years old to be considered a kid nowadays. Anybody over 7 knows too much for their own good. But, no, I don't know. I don't think it was earth-shattering. We didn't shatter anybody's world.
Well, it seems now that you did, when you look back on it. But it didn't feel that way?
Not really. I was just doing what I enjoy doing. I mean, if people want to pay to come watch us play ball, then it's fine. We used to have a nice crowd out at West Allis, and well, we played in a lot of sand lots. I can't remember where they're all located anymore, but we always had our stands were full. Of course, it was free.
So the stands were full?
Always. We had a lot of people come out to watch the girls play ball, and I suppose maybe those people were the ones that came out to Borchard Field, but other than that, we didn't get, you know, the crowd, not enough to support Borchard Field, I suppose, whatever.
So what was the difference, in your opinion, between playing for your girls' league in West Allis and then playing for the All-American girls?
For me? Well, naturally, I played more because they played every day. All of us did, as a team. You played together we didn't play every day of the week, but we did play a lot. But whenever we played, we were all in the team. We all played. Played maybe 2-3 times a week, something like that. But you were all together and all played your position. And whereas when you played professional, well, then you had to follow whatever they did. They played every day, but you didn't get to play every day. No matter who you were, except the regular, like your outfielders and that. They played every day, but your pitching and catching staff, well, they were shifted around all the time. So that was different than when we played at home.
Which was more significant in your life?
Oh, I think the sandlot. To me.
Why is that?
I enjoyed it a heck of a lot more. And I don't know why. It seemed the people there meant more. You know, they knew you already. Of course, we played so many years here. That could be it, too. But like I say, I was more comfortable playing, well-dressed. I think that's what threw a lot of us off. And in our day, to be dressed the way they had us dressed, most of us would not have appeared in public. There was too much showing. That was not modest in any sense of the word. And way back then, modesty was rather in yet. Even the girls going into the factories to work were kind of looked down upon to begin with, but they were doing a war effort, so it was okay. But skirts this short and bare legs hanging out, oh my God, I mean, we were risque. And I think it threw a lot of us off. None of us were, I can't say none of us, I don't know. I'm sure there was quite a few that felt fine in them, but I know there were a lot of us that didn't like the skirt uniform.
This is the continuation and conclusion of an oral history interview with Sylvia Ronsky-Strejka, conducted on March 20th, 1995, by Lisa Hutchinson for the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee Graduate Public History Class Project, The Forgotten Champs, The Milwaukee Chicks of 1944.
So how do you perceive the significance of the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League?
Well, now that they made a movie of it, and more people are aware that we even existed, they may pay more attention to women in sports. And if they ever do resurrect that league like they said they are trying to do, they may get better following than we got. Who knows? Like I said, when we played, nobody seemed to know about it. Until this movie came out, there were people that lived in Milwaukee all their lives, never heard of it. Even though while we were playing, they weren't aware that it was on. Not the men so much, because most of the men were gone, but there are a lot of people didn't know we even existed. So with the movie, I think it brought it out more, and more people are now aware that something like that even went on. And this only took place right here in the Midwest, this little area. Girls came from all over, but they had no idea what was going on back home, that the league was what it was. So with the movie on, now there's other, a lot of these girls played good, on good teams in their hometowns that were really great, but they still weren't appreciated or any backing to them. And this may turn things around for the girls, at least baseball-wise, but maybe they might pay more attention to other sports now.
There is a professional baseball team in Colorado, but I hear it's only one team. You think that league might be, if they make it countrywide, do you think that'll be more?
It would be interesting to see a countrywide league goal. But I don't even know about that one.
Mm-hmm. So you feel that the All-American Girls Baseball League put women's sports on the map? In a way?
Well, they maybe helped. I would say Babe Dickerson or somebody like that, that was really spectacular in their own area. I mean, that was still okay for her. But just to go out and play baseball, no, it wasn't. So maybe this will help to get the team sport out there. I don't think they'll ever replace men's teams, no way. But at least they'll get better backing than we did in our day. I would think, anyway, hopefully. So now that more people are aware that girls do play this game, and they play very well, some of them.
Do you think in reinstating a league such as this league, that more girls will feel that they have a place in sports?
Well, I think so. Actually, even like when I first started, like I said, I was considered a tomboy. Any girl that took part in sports was considered tomboyish or what have you. Yet when I finally got on the team and was getting paid for it, the neighborhood girls are getting sent out to the playground to learn how to play baseball. Right in my own neighborhood. So it showed a difference right there.
They heard about you.
Yes, getting paid for playing ball. So now their daughters could go and learn to play baseball. They come in a little late. But that's the effect it has. So now maybe with the whole country seeing the movie, it opens up more doors for the girls. Hopefully. So I can't help. I think it's a good idea. you'll enjoy it. That like sports, you know. There's a lot of girls that do. So.
But they're not promoted because there's no professional.
There isn't any place for them.
Right.
So hopefully they get one going, and have farm teams and stuff like the men do. It would be a big asset for the girls if they'd ever get it going. Nobody wants to back girls. There's no money in it. Money goes where the money is. You'd rather pay some man a couple million dollars instead of starting up some girls' teams, you know. But what are you going to do about it? It's a man's world.
Maybe nowadays, in the 90s, it might be a little bit more popular.
Let's hope it would be. Yeah,
there's no guarantee.
Nothing's guaranteed in this lifetime, nothing. So let's hope it does help. And I hope if they do, they wear better uniforms. I would recommend a better uniform. They can keep them sexy if they want, but keep the legs covered. So if they have to slide or what have you.
No strawberries
on
the legs.
No strawberries. That's all I got to say. Other than that, the uniform would have been nice if you just pose in here. But to play in it is something else. I believe they should have a pants to go with it somehow. And pants nowadays, it's quite the scene. I've had aunts wearing pants that, oh my God, they wouldn't have been caught dead in them years ago. Tiny change of time. So, but if you want to play baseball, you should have something on your legs. Not tights either.
Yeah,
that could rip right off.
Today, I'm sure that they'd have a regular baseball uniform.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Be much healthier for playing. But, well, who knows? We'll have to wait and see, I guess.
Do you think it'll be popular?
More so than we were, because it's being advertised more.
Mm-hmm.
I hope for their sakes it is. Where it's going to take place, I don't know, but they are trying to resurrect the league. I'm sure they'd start right back in Fort Worth and them places, you know. A starting point, but let's hope they could get other cities in across the nation where all the girls could get in. Of course, we had girls from California all over into this league. How come they wound up right in our little area? I don't know. I was lucky. But even the Canadian girls in that, so. Dottie Hunter was from Canada, and there's quite a few girls from Canada. Terry. I think we had four of them on our team were from Canada. So it was just nice. I was in the right area at the right time. Other than that, there ain't much more I can add. It's lots of luck if they ever get going.